praise God. Are you blessed?
Amen.
You are blessed now. You will be blessed again. Amen. The word of God said you are entering into a new season, new time, times and seasons changes, but you have missed the seasons last time. God is going to give you a restoration in many folds as long as your heart is right, your mind is right, and you are alignment with the alignment of God's kingdom, and you and I will have the new blessings. As we position ourselves and become in alignment with God, God's blessings shall flow to us. Amen. Not only to us, but the generations to come, God has promised us. Amen. Praise God. Father, we just want to thank you. Every word that I speak, Father, this morning shall be from you. Nothing shall come from the flesh, Father God. Nothing shall come from the carnal mind. And I pray, Father God, I dedicate my mind, my heart, and my lips and my tongue for your kingdom's glory. All glory and honor belongs to you, only to you. No man, no preacher shall steal it away from you. In Yeshua's name I pray.
Amen.
Let's turn to Philippians this morning. I like Philippians very much. I like the way Paul writes to Philippians. I like the way he addresses the Philippians. He's talking to the people in Philippi. Philippi is a Caesarea Philippi is a place where some of us have gone to a place. It's a notorious place. A place where place where you can even find that the word of God, when Jesus asked Peter, who do you say I am? What do the people say about me? Some say Elijah, some say this, some say that. But he said, what do you say about me? Who do you say I am? And he said, you are the Christ, Son of the living God. And it is that place. It's a scenario of a church in that area where the Romans come, the people from different nations come to the area, every notorious area, the area where you will find prostitution, everything is just, anything goes on very well there. Idol worship, offering of even children, of babies into as offering. Burn them, throw them, and kill them. They throw virgins into the hole, into the cave, so that they can be as a sacrifice for their God in this place. And I like the way where Paul addresses to them in the way that we are to see today. Amen? Amen. Amen. Are we a blessing to our neighbor? Are we a blessing to a saint sitting beside you? Yes. Can you shake hands and say, I'm a blessing to you?
I'm a blessing to you.
Go out behind and tell the guests we have today. We have got two guests here. So let's welcome Dr. Juliana and also her husband Aaron. And I miss the son. Praise God. Go out, it's okay to go out. Let's go up and just say hello to them. Give a smile, give a hug if you can. Go behind, there's somebody seated behind there. Sister Catherine seated, Sister Jamie seated, Brother Andrew seated, another brother seated. Go out, give a hug if you need to give a hug. Go to the back. There are people in the back.
Blessing to me.
go and see somebody outside behind that? All have seen? You sure? Praise God. Let's get back where we are, where we were just now. Praise the Lord, wonderful, isn't that right? The Spirit of God moves in where that is love. Spirit of God moves mightily when love. Amen. Praise God. And when there is love, there is healing. Amen. When there is love, there is healing. Amen. And I know doctors give out healing, but you know there is a love that gives out the healing. Amen. Praise God. You give the medication with love and you come out healing. I know doctors, I know that even before the patients come in, the doctor will tell them, you've got this sickness, let me pray first before I even medicate you. Wow, she's wonderful. Amen. That's the insight we need, the insight of God, that we know the word of knowledge, the knowledge of God, that this person has got this and this and this, and you can heal them without even saying. That itself consoles them. Right, praise God. Did you know what did you confess just now? What did you confess just now? You are a blessing, but they are not a blessing to you. Hello? What is your confession? Your confession today is that you are a blessing to others, that you don't expect others to bless you, but you are a blessing first of all. That's Christ. He doesn't expect anything out of you, but he only wants to give that blessing to you. Your husband and wife, you are a brother and sister sitting here. Who's your brother and sister? Jesus says it very clearly. Who's his brother and sister? Who's his brother and sister? Luke chapter 8, verse 21. My brothers and sisters are those who keep the commandments of my Father in heaven. As saints, as we gather together today, we are called saints. We don't call ourselves anybody else except for saints. An assembly of saints is a gathering that's called church. A church is an assembly of saints. When saints come together, outflow from their deepest, from their heart, will flow love and compassion, not only among the saints, but also outside of the saints. We ask for something, we simply press down, blessing Lord, until I'm pressed down, overflowing. But love should be overflowing first. Amen. Amen. So we expect, don't expect somebody to come and say something to you, good morning to you. We don't expect somebody to come and say hello to you. We expect to be a blessing to others. We go out and say good morning to you. We say hello to you. If the husband does not say hello to you, doesn't give you a smile to you, he doesn't kiss you, go out and kiss him first. If the wife does not kiss you or give you a hug this morning, go out and kiss the wife first. You don't expect somebody to do something. You are a blessing to others. You and I are a blessing to others. Amen? In that note, let me start this today. I like this very much. I like Paul. I love him so much. In the assembly we learn, in the assembly of people, our gathering of saints, when we gather together, we are supposed to have the character and the Christ-like character in us. Is that right? I won't speak too long, okay? This morning I'll be too short. I think you're bored of hearing me last 2 days.
No.
Amen. Praise God. We should walk in the unity of the triune God. Jesus talks about himself. As Jesus is, he walks in the hearing of the Father, is united with the Father and the Son. Father and the Son is united together. What the Father says, he hears and he speaks, and through the Holy Spirit, he can do wonders and mighty works. So triune God, Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, together, work together, and then he will be able to do the things. They are united together. If they are not united, they can't do the works of God. Amen? They need to work together. If you don't work together, it doesn't work. If your two fingers cannot work together, you cannot carry a thing, unless you put a hook somewhere and carry it like that. Right? I remember one time I brought Crawford. When he came to Malaysia, he had no fingers in him, none of them, but he used a finger to carry his luggage. So you have to have two fingers to carry. So there must be unity within them. That unless there is unity, that's great. And the Lord says, I'm going away, but I will send you a comforter. Is that a comforter? What did he say, comforter? The word used there is the Greek word. It's called para. It's some of us pronounce it paraklete. It's parakleo. Parakleo is formed of two words. Number one word is para. Para is to come. Last night we talked about Abraham. Abraham has to move from the place of his fathers and move on to where the calling of God is. If he don't move, then that blessing does not come. If he stays back, the blessing does not come. Unless he moves, the blessing comes. Para, unless the Holy Spirit comes. Unless the Holy Spirit, the Greek word para is come. Unless the Holy Spirit comes unto you, the clear is to work, to be a companion. Unless it comes, you cannot do the work, cannot be a blessing. Unless you go to somebody, you cannot be a blessing to somebody. Hello? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You cannot be sitting down somewhere and you don't go. If even a friend will come to your office, they come and sit down and ask for something, you have to stand up and greet him. Is that right? You will go to the door and greet the person bring them in. Unless you move, there is some love, some compassion, something is moving you. Unless Paraclete comes, the helper comes. He comes to help. Comes to help the companion. Praise God. Amen. So today, Paul is speaking about something. I like this very much. He calls the saints in Philippi as his brothers. Verse 1 of chapter 1. Praise Jesus. I'm so excited this morning. The visitation of the Lord is mighty. Amen. Praise God. He calls his brethren who are called, he calls them as his crown. He says, my beloved and crown. My beloved and my beloved, and he calls them as a crown, not only a crown. He says, you are the one you long for as brothers and sisters. Who are the brothers and sisters? We are brothers and sisters together. Amen? Praise God. So he calls them as crown. Why he calls them as a crown? Because he was a blessing to others, and that blessing is coming back to him. He calls them the crown. Jesus is waiting. I spoke to you last night. Jesus is waiting yesterday afternoon. Jesus is waiting. He's coming. He's coming. Second coming. He's coming with the crowns of crowners. Amen.
Amen.
So that crown, where do you get the crown from? The crown comes under the work that you do unto others, under the things that you love, the love that you show unto others. That's the crown you are giving to you. Amen. The crown he is going to give it to you is what you are keeping his commandments, whatever commandments you keep, and the crown of love that you give to others, that is what is going to give back to you. Amen. So he calls himself the crown. He calls the church in Philippi a notorious place, a crown, because in that difficult time, in that notorious place, where there is temptation highest, the temptation is every day, every second, is temptations. Something is sinning, somebody is sinning, somebody is doing adultery, somebody is doing fornication, somebody is cheating, somebody is robbing, somebody is doing something else, or killing. There's iron worships in that place, among the people, and these people rose up and said, he says, I am, you are the crown. You are the crown because your faith is so good. Your faith is so good. Your steadfast love for God is it. You're standing fast in what you're doing. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. So he is the one who is saying that we are the crown. And I believe the same for you. The thing that he has got, the desire he has got for the church of Philippi, I have the same desire for Amazing Grace. That Amazing Grace, or the saints of Amazing Grace, will be the crown for me, that I will be able to show the love, and you will be able to show the love to one another, not only within the church, outside the church, that you will be able to receive the crown that you have received from Jesus Christ on the day when he comes. Amen? That's a desire for me. That a faith will grow abound, where there's nothing, there's increase. Amen. Amen. That's my desire. So is the desire of Paul to the church. Chapter 4. Just now the verse I told you is chapter 4, verse 1. Chapter 4, verse 2. I implore Yodia and I implore Cynthia to be of the same mind in the Lord. Amen. God is calling the assembly of God, the assembly of people, saints together in one place, to have a same mind. What is same mind? Same doctrine, same belief, the same love that flows out from God to Him, that the same mind should be the same. There is no difference in the persons who sit beside you. And the same way Christ loves the neighbor of yours, loves you too. He wants to have the same mind, same doctrine. You don't change doctrines. You don't adulterate doctrines of the Bible. Amen. We don't say this is that and this is this. No, we say the same word. We sing the same song. We shout out the same word. We call out the same name. There's no different doctrines. There's no different beliefs. Our beliefs all will be the same. That we are here to earn the crown for the kingdom's glory. Amen? Yes. So we have to work together on that. Work together in the same platform of the same mind. Unless we have the same mind and same thoughts, the same mind of Christ in us, we can't actually receive the things that God has got blessed for us. We have to be in the same mind of thinking. We should be able to same thinking of Christ, the same feeling of Christ, the same thinking that God has got for every one of them. God's compassion is for everyone. Amen. In the assembly of God, if we can't experience that, we can't show that, we can't show that to the love of our love outside. Amen. We definitely cannot show that from outside. In the assembly of God, the assembly of the saints in the church is not together. It's not of the same mind. You'll go away from the doctrines of God. That's the reason why today you'll find many will go away. In Revelation they say, many will come. They say, here is Christ, that is Christ. Everyone will be his people. And Christ will come at the time. When he comes, he's going to call, reward those who know the same mind, same doctrine, same belief, same thoughts of love. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Being like-minded, we must have love. Being of one accord. One accord. Working together. And look out for one another. Verse 4. Looking out for one another. Unless we look out for somebody and we look out for our brothers and sisters, we can see what God has done for us. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 1 to 4, we are supposed to call to be looking out for one another. Unity comes only through looking out for one another. There must be unity. One mind, one thought, the unity must be together in the same unity that Christ, Father, Son, the Holy Spirit have. We must have the same unity. Amen. Chapter 2, verse 1 to verse 4, you read. The joy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. When pride takes over, that you are better than the other person, you're much more learned than the other person, you know the gospel very well, you think you know the gospel very well from the back of the end or the front of the back, but we tested yesterday. Brother Bernard threw some peace to you. I was wondering and puzzled and sat down there. I didn't understand. I sat down. I couldn't stand any longer. The Bible trivia was really it's for me now to think. What shall I start now? There's no way people want to come and learn the word of God to strengthen the word of God. Bear in mind, the food for the spirit man of yours is the word of God. If the word of God we do not know, how can we preach the word of God? Right? This morning when Spurgeon's meditation says it very clearly, until we start speaking to the lonely, the poor, then we come back blushing, knowing that they know better than us. The amount of knowledge we have is little. Let's acknowledge that. Unless we acknowledge that, we can't grow. Amen? So he says that, let each one of you, verse 4, let each one of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interest of others. Unless you look out for the interest of others, that you are a blessing to others, then you will not know the compassion you have for us. Unless you are a blessing to others, they can be a blessing to you. You cannot be sitting down and say, I want, all the time, once. I want compassion, I want love, I want people to smile at me, I want people to hug me, I want to have this, I want one. But unless you give, somebody will bless you. Unless we look out to somebody, unless we look out to somebody outside, the saints, only then we will see it. So his instruction is very simple. Unity in love. Unity. When you look out for somebody outside, when you look out for the neighbor of yours, you have unity. Amen? Amen? Praise God. The second thing that he establishes this morning is very simple. When we are an encourager, and when we are an establisher, you know your position you have taken yesterday. Right? You are number one. Let's be reminded again. As we assemble in a church, we have taken the position number one. When we take the position number one, what do we expect to be in a church? Is it membership? It's membership in the kingdom. It's a citizenship in the kingdom of God. Membership in the household of God. Okay? Now, when we are in the membership of the household of God, what happens? You're supposed to take another position. The first position is what? Stabilizer. Right? Second position is what?
Encourager.
Third position is what? Equipment. So we are sitting here today, all the saints are sitting together as stabilizer, right? Establisher. You establish somebody in life. And God is going to give you a crown for that. When you encourage somebody beside you, God will give a crown for that. When you equip somebody with the word of knowledge or word that you have or the scriptures, and in any way you equip them for the battle, God will give you a crown for that. So we have a position now. When we are taking positions, we are supposed to sit. And when we are carrying the hands of somebody, and when we are doing that Moses' hands we are carrying, the one sitting beside you could be the Moses. When you carry their hands when they are tired in life, God will take care of you. Even until death, if there is death, God will remove the spirit of death from you. Amen. 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 You see that in the scripture. A man who actually went out to help Saul. Paul. Verse 25. Chapter 2, verse 25. Philippians chapter 2, verse 25. Yet I considered it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother, fellow worker, and fellow soldier, but your messenger and one who ministered to my need. Ministered to whose need? Paul's need. He ministered to him. He could have been there as a person. He could have been there as a medical doctor. Remember, Dr. Luke was the one who was following Paul wherever he went in a prison. And now he's writing to Philippi from a prison. He's now in prison. He's now in jail. He's writing to a church in Philippi. And this man called, I can't pronounce his name, I'm sorry. Epaphroditus. And he came here. He ministered to him in the prison probably. He ministered to him for his needs. And when he was ministering, he was about to die. He was inflicted with sickness. Can you go on and see? Since he was longing for you all, and was distressed because you had heard that he was sick, for indeed he was sick almost unto death. See, because at the time when the saints needed help, when the somebody needed help, needed, they are tired of their life, they are tired of the things that is going on in their life, and when somebody carried his hands, when this man went out to carry the hand of Paul, God took away the spirit of death which came upon this man. Took it away. He was healed now. God will not let you die because you are useful for the kingdom of God. Remember I preached about Tabitha living an excellent abundant life, a significant life. Tabitha, why Tabitha, a woman, so small, nothing much talked about her, just a new Christian. She was doing wonderful works, that even the saints, angel of God talked to him, go and call for Joppa. In Joppa there is this man called Peter, call him back here, he's living the life in a house of a tanner, Peter, call him, he will come. He came and ministered, and Tabitha became alive. Why? Because she was significant. She was ministering to the widows. She was ministering to the needs of the people. She was being a love to others when they needed love. God will never let you die when you are doing the things that God wants you to do. Amen? That's His promise. He will remove even sickness away from you. Every calamity that comes into your life, He will remove it. If you do that, what you're supposed to do. If you find that every time calamity comes to your life, there are a lot of sadness, there are a lot of weakness in your life, check yourself. Go and look at the mirror. Look at the mirror I told you. The ladies look at the one which is enlarged. Until you see the pores on your face. I told you I had an experience recently. Those of you brothers and sisters who are here today, I was at a shock of my life. I'm used to one mirror all the time. Somebody gave me a mirror. I flipped the other side. Suddenly my face became so big. I was wondering, is my glasses something wrong? I took out and see nothing wrong. It was my face was so big. I didn't realize there was such thing as magnifying mirrors. I believe that's how the ladies put on their lenses, or men put on their lenses inside, or the all the eyebrows and whatever else. God knows. I don't know. So we have to look at the mirror first. Ask God, God, why is that I'm not doing right? Why is that I'm not showing that love? If love outpours from us, love will come into us from God. Amen. If our love outpours from us, love will come into our God. You must understand the principle of Christ Jesus. When Christ Jesus, when He was walking in the middle of the city, He was going towards this man. He is going to heal this daughter of this centurion. He was going out. As He went, this woman came with a blood issue. What should He do? What did He ask? What did He say? Energy has gone out of my body. When the energy has gone out of his body, there is replenishment of energy into his body. So that he can go now and do raising the dead. Hello? Do you realize that? Did you realize that? If the energy did not go out, there's new anointing, new freshness. When the new freshness went out, he could raise the dead. Amen. Praise God. Raising the dead is important. Raising the dead. Raising the dead of the people who need something. You raise them. You create them alive. Amen. Praise God. Wonderful. The third thing we see in the gospel that he talks about, Philippi, the Philippian church. He says, giving substance for the work of the kingdom of God. Chapter 4, verse 18 to 19. Indeed, I have all and abound. I am full, having received from Epaphroditus the thing sent from you, a sweet smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well pleasing to God. And my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in the glory by Christ Jesus. There was a substance that this man, this saint, brought from the Philippi church to Paul. When this substance was brought to him, he says it was pleasing, because in their substance they were in need to, but in their need they gave something, a substance. It helped in his mission work, and the mission work went well. Then he says, my God will supply all the needs that you need. Amen. What was it given? Not only did they give, sir, lifted up the hand of Paul when he's tired, but he also gave the substance. In giving, you will also receive the blessings. In the riches of Christ Jesus, in God's kingdom, there's riches, and He will give it to you. One of the riches He's got is crowns. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So God will not leave you alone. You'll never be in want again. You'll never say, I want something. Never. Amen. Because, you know, God will supply all the needs that you need. Number four. assembled as saints together, being assembled as saints together, we not only become a saints of this time, but he says, he must be thankful. Paul starts with chapter 1 by thanking the people of Philippi. He thanked them. The thankfulness that I talked about yesterday, God is reminding us today. We must be thankful to the saints that is beside us. When somebody, I am a blessing to somebody, when somebody blesses you, you become a thankful person to the other person. Amen. Sometimes the problem with mankind is they forget the things God has blessed them through somebody, and they forget them, and then after that quarrel comes. Sentence comes. You must remember the person you are, a person, you are a blessing to another person. When somebody receives the blessing, you also receive blessing from somebody else. We must be thankful, not say, because I give, God give me love. Because I give this side, God give me this side love. Oh, God give me 100-fold love. Thankful to God, thankful to the person God has used to bring that blessing into your life. Amen? God will not come down and say, I'm here now, I'm going to bless. How much? How many? 2,000 million. Come. I'm rich, right? I just take out the right and give you. Give you 2,000. Enough. Okay. What's your name? Brand? Oh, 5,000. Bring it. I give to like that. No. If God is like that, you won't have solved the problem. Right? We are godly people. We are in the likeness of God. That God's work that we do, that is why we are in the likeness of God. Why we call ourselves godly people? Because what God does, we are supposed to do. God blesses us. And we are supposed to bless people. If God is shining in sunlight to you every day, you must be a light to another person. If you are a moonlight, God is giving you a moonlight to you at night. In darkness, you don't know how to walk. Suddenly moonlight comes. At least there is light for you to walk. You must be a person, godly light, providing that dark, the light in darkness for them to walk. Then we can call us godly people. So we must be thankful to the people that comes and blesses us. Not just by word, by action. What is wrong in smiling? What is wrong in hugging? There's nothing wrong. Unless you have something in your mind out there. Unless you've got some other notorious things in your mind. Get that out of us. Be thankful that the love of God is abounding us, that we can give in abundance to others. It's not about substance all the time. It's not about substance. Be thankful for somebody who was there for you when you needed most. Be thankful and be grateful for the church, for the assembly of the people got together, who are there for you at the time of need. I'm thankful for the things that the church has done for me. Though they're not in this nation now, as I told you yesterday, but I'm thankful for them. Even so today they email and ask me, is everything else okay? Pastor James, is everything all right with you? They continue praying for you. They call up and tell me, thank you. I'm thankful for them. I'm thankful for the people who gather around me. I'm thankful to the people who gather around me in the early morning devotion. Do you know every morning devotion time that your names are lifted up? That's what I do when I am in a house. When I pray for every name. Be thankful for the prayer people who are sitting out in the church praying for you. Be thankful they're interceding for you. Be thankful for the people who arranged this place for us today. Be thankful to God that there's a company who was able to buy this place, make a place like this so much, so beautiful, that we can come and enjoy it here. Oh, I'm paying 350 euro. Why is it like this, like that? Come on. Let's look at the practice side of it. For 350 euro, I cannot put up one sitting up here. Somebody has invested money here. Somebody has put the money forward. And he's employing people around here. We're glad that people have been working here. If the people are not here, we will not be interacting with them. Within these 2 days, some of us have already interacted with some people we can look at the gospel of children, but we spoke to them the love of Christ to them. How? By our actions. By the time that some of you smile and say thank you to the person who comes and put the water there, they are happy to do the work again. Because they see the thank you. We appreciate you. And they come back this morning and smile at you before you even smile at them. When you go to collect the garbage and you nurture the place and put aside, they are thankful because these people are somewhere different from other people. I mean, tell them we're Christians. This morning the sister came and said, are you a group of Christians from Singapore? No, we are a group of Christians from all over the world. Because Singaporeans always keep it tidy and clean. So they were shocked to see that the place was tidy and clean. And the sister's name is called Manji this morning. I said, Manji, good morning to you. Good morning, sir. How can I help you, sister? Oh, I'm busy. Yes, I'm amazed. You know, we all put everything here together in one place. It was in a plastic bag. Everything was thrown in on the plastic bag. It was horrible. She didn't have to sweep everywhere. She went there, she saw one or two things that sweep the metal. She came prepared with a plastic bag. She got so much of garbage, she was right. Can you see the difference? And that person is touched because a group of Christians who behave like godly. Godly people behave godly, have godly actions. Amen? So we have to be thankful for the people God uses. And I tell you one thing, God will always do something in our lives. And once you start working, when you start working in the godly way, in the way that God has taught you, taking the position rightly for the seasons of blessings, as God blesses you in the season of blessing, as you are taking the time and taking the efforts, and you're also being positioned at the right time, right place, and God is now going to do something in your life. Chapter 1, verse 6. Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. Amen. If we work on this, we will start moving. If Abraham did not move into the likeness of what God wants, you will not be able to see the blessings. When you start operating in the godly ways and the things of godly things, God will have already seen, I've started a work and this person is now moving in my line, in my position, taking the position, I will complete what he has started and complete it until the time of the coming of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, say, thank you for being a blessing to me.
Thank you for being a blessing.
Call them a saint. If you don't call the people who are saints, you don't confess the good things. We only confess their sins after they are dead. It's useless. Unless you confess the good thing upon the person who is a saint. Hey, saint, man of God, woman of God. When you say that, they have to become godly. Do you say? Right. So from today onwards, your brothers and sisters and saints as assembled together in Christ Jesus. Amen? Praise the Lord. Wonderful. So you will write a blessing note to somebody today, everybody today here, and say, you are a blessing to me, or whatever you want to write, and say good words to the other person. And God will start them. And whatever you started today, brothers and sisters in Christ, and saints of God, I say surely, God will complete what he started today in this assembly of people, and you will be the catalyst group of people who will understand positioning themselves in the right position and no more grumbling in the church. Murmuring brings curses into life.
Amen.
The curses of God, when you murmur, is that not to enter into the blessings. Take it down. I'm telling you this today. The murmuring, the gospel says in Exodus, people of God, people, chosen people, the saints of God murmured. They complained about the leader. They complained about everybody else. God hates that. God said, you will not enter into the blessings. You will not enter into the land of blessings. And my only way is to kill you. So God is a God of blessings. His hand is never too short. What he starts today, he will finish and complete it until outside to bring more saints into the kingdom of God, then Lord, you will crown us. It's not by sitting down in a place. It's not being comfortable in a place. But unless we move, we cannot receive the blessing. Unless we move, unless we move our mind, change our mind, change our heart, unless we change the things we are doing now, we cannot enter into the land of promise now. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Actually, the service is over. I'll give you a final blessing and I'll do the partition. If there's any one of you here, every one of you here, as we pray upon you, as we decree, don't expect prophecies. You can still see me in the church. I've seen so much of things last night. What happened? I've seen faces last night. I know who they are. When you come back to the church in Kuala Lumpur, I'll give you, release the blessings to you, okay? When I see you next week, I'll release the blessings of whatever I've seen last night. And I spent some time last night noting down what God spoke to me last night. So I pray that God will be able to do the things that God has done. Don't look for prophecies. Just come and release blessings so that we have time, enough time to give testimonies, to also give the things that God is worried about. And you have enough time to write the message to somebody else. Don't concentrate on that too much, but concentrate that you will write a good word to somebody. Amen? Praise God. Father, we just want to thank you, Father God, that your face shall shine upon everyone from here. Even as I pray, Father God, and I pray, Lord, today that you will touch everyone. In Yeshua's name I pray. Amen.